from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You can't base college stats as for a reason to draft someone or not.
No, that's a great point. And there, that's you know, really nice penetration. Good job.
Bronny James with his first points as a Los Angeles Laker in Summer League.
Bronny James, 4 points in his Summer League debut. What is the Bronny James stuff to you? Is it just, you know, wasting time? We have nothing to talk about. Is it actually interesting to you? Bronny James, he's on your Lakers. It feels like this sideshow. I just can't decide if I should care about it or not.
I think it comes time to start really kind of wondering and caring about if he actually makes the roster.
Yeah.
Right? Because right. I have no issue them spending a second-round pick on him. Second-round picks mean basically nothing in the NBA.
I saw Tom Haberstroh from Yahoo point this out, that 45% of 55th overall picks, which is where he went, 45% of 55th picks never appear in an NBA game.
Correct.
And so, that the average is 7 games. So he Tom Haberstroh pointed out, like, if Bronny James plays 8 NBA games, he will be a successful 55th overall pick.
Right. So I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
It's LeBron. It's a cool story. Don't care about that. But if he takes a roster spot from a legit NBA player, that's a little shady. Now, unless he really blows up and does well, and I don't know what he's expecting that. Guess it's possible, but no.
All right. It is just, it feels like remember the LeVar Ball stuff from a couple of years ago? It's like one summer, LeVar Ball and his kids took over the sports media landscape, because that's just, you know, there's opportunity now to do that.
Yeah.
To do that in the summer, especially before training camp gets rolling, which is a couple weeks away. And speaking of training camp, so I was reading some more stories over the weekend about Tua and Miami. This is a story I am definitely interested in, because as I talked a little bit about on Friday, didn't get too much into it. Am I wrong for thinking it could get ugly?
You're not wrong for thinking it, but I'm not.
You wouldn't guess that it's
going to
get ugly?
No, not right now. I'm not telling you it can't. I understand.
Yeah.
I just, covering this league as long as I have now, because I'm getting old, these things tend to work out. They're not always perfect, but they tend to work out.
That's true. I guess the reason why I'm thinking it is, Tua's not a public person. Tua got mad when it was reported he got married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got married at like the courthouse, and it got or someone asked him about it in the media, and he got like perturbed by the fact that he got even mentioned. He's a private person. He's not really on social media. He's not a, you know, he's not a drama queen. You know, he's not Rodgers. He kind of keeps to himself. You know, he's, no one says he's a bad teammate. So he doesn't often make comments like this, but he started making interesting comments about his contract after Trevor Lawrence signed. After Trevor Lawrence signed, and also Jared Goff, he started talking more about, like, hey, the market dictates, like, what you're worth, and he was more openly talking about his contract than I feel like anything he's ever talked about. So maybe that's a little bit of a preview of what he might do or what he might treat the situation as if camp gets here and he still doesn't have a deal, or hell, even if the season starts and he doesn't have a deal. Because the reason, I guess the reason I really wonder if it could get ugly is Tua was super polarizing for years, everyone including his own team telling him that he's no good. Right, his coach benched him how many times in his rookie season? His owner tried to replace him with Tom Brady and Deshaun Watson in one calendar year, and they lost a first-round pick because they tried to get Brady. Like, they've tried to replace him, too. And then here comes Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer, and they start telling you how much they believe in you, right, and all the clips that have gone viral about that for the last couple of years, especially from McDaniel. And that it's like, hey, we believe in you. We believe in you. He's being told that left and right. And now it's time to give him the same money that Trevor Lawrence got and Jared Goff got. And the Dolphins are like, yeah, we don't want to do that. I mean, if you're Tua, what are you supposed to think? Aren't you supposed to think, oh, all that talk of you believing me the last 2 years, you don't truly believe it.
Right. I do think that there's... The two sides are not seeing eye to eye.
Right, right.
And there's tension there, of course, right? But at the end of the day, the Miami Dolphins know that this is their franchise quarterback, and they're going to have to pay him at some point. Now,
do they? Do they know that? Or does the coach, maybe has the coach changed tune? Or has he gone, because Sean McVay once did this with the Rams, right? He went to them and said, hey, Jared Goff's a good quarterback, but I need something different. Go get me Matthew Stafford. Does Mike McDaniel have that in him? Would he go to management at any point, or has he already done it? I'm just saying, could he say to his team, wouldn't it be completely reasonable if Mike McDaniel went to management and said, hey, Tua's a very good quarterback, but I need something different. I need someone that could extend plays. I need someone that can throw a pass to every part of the field.
Not out of the question. But I'm going to tell you this. If I'm a Dolphins fan and Mike McDaniel had that much power after not doing anything yet and losing in the playoffs in the first round, I would be pretty upset.
Well,
he's calling the shots. Yeah. Now, maybe because you love him as an offensive coach so much,
yep.
Sean McVay
had, well, he had just made it to a Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, I guess I guess you could look at it both ways. I mean, McVay hadn't won a Super Bowl yet.
No, he had come close, right?
Okay, so
he had come close.
Right. And I feel like I'm sitting here and telling you how great Tua is. I'm not. But I think if you're the Dolphins, you have to make this work. And you structure it in a way that you're going to take care of him in some way. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't get everything he wants. And if you're Tua, do you really want to play it out that long? I don't know about that either. So I just think this has to have a way of working itself out. The simple question, it comes down to one thing for me. Does this contract start with a 5 or a 4 per year?
Ooh,
and if it starts, that's what this comes down to for me.
Does Tua...
Because if he wants 5, it could get a little uglier, but that's what the going rate is now.
How do you... If you're Tua's management, or if you're just him, how do you take 4?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
Everyone's getting five. Yeah.
See, that's...
I mean, you're taking Daniel Jones money. If I'm Tua, and I'm sitting from a chair of someone that doesn't think Tua's that great. Like, I don't think Tua's a very good quarterback. I think he's fine. He's a fine quarterback.
I think he's a good quarterback. I think he is very much accentuated by that system.
Yeah, me too. If you're Tua, though, and you're sitting in that room, and they're trying to give you Daniel Jones money, aren't you looking at them like, I just led the league in passing. You know? Like, Daniel Jones did not lead the league in passing. I just threw for 4,600 yards. And by the way, I also did the thing that everybody said I couldn't do, which was stay healthy for an entire season. I mean, I would rather not have him as my quarterback and pay him $55 million a year. But if I'm Tua, I can't see taking less than 50.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see. I mean, what has Trevor Lawrence done? That would be my back was what Trevor Lawrence hasn't.
So,
well, he's won one playoff game, I guess.
So what? When you say get ugly, like, what does that look like?
I think what ugly would mean to me is.
See, because maybe that's
a good question.
Where,
what does ugly mean?
I'm not telling you they're not going to have disagreement, and this could linger on a little bit.
Yeah,
but he's not skipping anything. He's not missing games. That's ugly.
Ugly might mean
this is like a Dak or Kirk Cousins type of thing, right? Over the last few years,
yeah,
with teams,
I could see it being Cousins. Cousins' situation was he got franchise tagged twice, and then that was it by Washington, right? A lot of it is for McDaniel. You bring up a good point. Like, how much power should he have and does he have? Because for me, I would want to see what that system can look like and how good that coach could be with somebody that can do more under center. So I guess it kind of comes down to who do you want to hitch your wagon to? Do you want to hitch your wagon to Tua and say, okay, we're paying him. And what comes with that? If you give Tua the big $55 million a year contract extension, you give him that contract, and then you fall short of expectations again. You either miss the playoffs, which is, by the way, completely reasonable in this division. That could happen. Or you make it and you get bounced in the first round again easily. Then what happens? You're firing Mike McDaniel.
Right.
Versus, for me... I guess the wagon I'd rather hitch myself to is if you're going to play this year with Tua, then leave him on the one-year contract. Don't pay him at all. And if that season plays out where you either miss the playoffs or you get bounced in the first round again, now what are my options? Because what I would rather do at that point is I'm going to move on from Tua. I'm going to keep Mike McDaniel. I'm going to trust that his system works offensively in the league. And I'm going to trust that it's been held back by a quarterback that... Look how much he has to design around him. Tua has limited arm strength, right? So he's proven he can throw deep middle of the field, but there are still areas of the field he can't throw to. Like far sideline, if you look at the rate that he throws there compared to other quarterbacks, the deep thirds on the outsides also, like Tua doesn't have the arm strength to throw it all over the field. So if you're Mike McDaniel, all right, well, scratch out those spots on the field. I can't really design routes for there. And also... I also can't develop things that are, I can't design things that are late developing. I can't have him stand back there for 5 seconds because the guy, every time he gets hit hard, goes down. Concussion history, get all the other injuries on top of it. Like, if I'm McDaniel, I am thinking, I can't do all these things that I might want to do on offense because my quarterback can't throw to these areas of the field, and I can't run plays that take too long because then he's going to get hit and he's going to get injured.
And if you're Tua's representatives, everything you said about leading league and passing is right, but also they want to guard against if he does get hurt. They want to make sure he gets his money now, right?
Right.
Like, hey,
right.
We better get paid now because if they don't pay us what we want now and something and does hurt, happen,
then he's
we're done.
His value correct. Goes down the right. tube if that happens. That's why maybe, right, ugly is subjective because what is ugly in today's NFL? Ugly just might mean he doesn't sign a contract.
And he plays out.
And yeah. he plays, right?
I could see that.
Because...
And then they decide and they franchise him.
Right. Because what ugly would have meant 15, 20 years ago, and what you might think ugly means when I say the word is that he's going to hold out. And when is the last time a quarterback held out? It doesn't really happen anymore, right?
Like regular season?
A starting quarterback? Even into training camp? Does it even happen into training camp anymore?
I don't think so.
I can't remember one.
Well, since the new collective bargaining agreement, there's massive fines anyway now.
Yeah. So that makes it almost impossible to do.
Right.
It's very interesting to see what will happen. All right. We got a couple of weeks until training camp. There's no drama at all going into Bills training camp, right, on this front? None at all.
No. Bills are...
Nobody contract-wise that we would expect... You know, we've talked about Rasul Douglas, but he made it very clear when he showed up at minicamp, right, that it was family, it was rest, as to why he wasn't at OTAs. Like, there was nothing to see there. I guess maybe he can get an extension, but at this point, I don't know why you'd do that. So, yeah, Bills training camp going in. There's no drama. What number one storyline's what? Coleman, right?
I think it's wide receivers.
My wide receiver in general.
Wide receiver in general.
All right.
I think is the number one thing, story that people will be talking about.
Yep.
I think not far behind is recovery of Matt Milano and where that stands right now with the linebacking core.
Yeah. Yep. Did you see the bet me and Jeremy put up on the bet board about our receivers?
What is it?
Third bet down. Bills wide receivers to make the team. Jeremy picked six. Samuel, Shakir, Coleman, MVS, Hollins, and Claypool. Any of those six don't make the team, I win the bet.
Give them to me again.
Samuel, yep. Shakir,
yep.
Coleman,
yep.
Valdez-Scantling,
yep.
Hollins, Claypool.
Oh, okay. So that's the... Okay. I mean, I like it. That if I had to choose six, they'd be my six.
But...
If I had to choose six, they'd be my six. I just don't know if I choose six.
Yeah. But who do you like on the bet more? He's got to be perfectly right.
Why?
Those have to be their six receivers.
I would bet against that because I think I just have... You just have to have one wrong for some reason.
Right. Like,
because what if there's an injury? Does that count? Does that not? What if you go to IR and they keep someone else?
You know, I'll have to talk to him about injury because I'm not sure we actually, I don't know if we have an injury.
You know what I mean? Like, what happens if, you know, for some reason, like MBS just is bumped and bruised and they say, you know what, we're just going to because there is a new rule this year. Do you know the new rule?
For IR?
About IR to start the season?
No.
Let me explain it to you.
We'll come
back.
We'll do extendo
sports. I can explain. There's a new roster gymnastics rule that teams can take advantage of.
Okay, and then also in extendo, there's one player. We did our Sabres projected opening night lineup last hour. There's one player I don't even think we mentioned in the course of debating who was in, but someone tweeted him at you.
Yes.
I just want to spend a minute on this player, too. So both of those when we come back here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.